Have you ever looked at a piece of equipment that costs less than a decent headset and thought, that right there could have changed everything? I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar today. We're talking about a question that's been circling the aviation community for months now. Could a portable GPS device, one you can buy for around $400, have prevented the deadliest U.S. air disaster in over two decades? We're talking about the mid-air collision of American Airlines Flight 5342 and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. And the answer, like most things in accident investigation, is more complicated than the headline suggests. But it's a conversation every pilot flying today needs to understand. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Check them out at aviationsoul.com. All right, let's set the scene. January 29th, 2025, a Bombardier CRJ-700, operating as American Airlines Flight 5342, is on approach to runway 33 at Reagan National, 64 people on board. A routine evening arrival into one of the most tightly controlled airspace environments in the country. At the same time, a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter callsign PAT-25 is operating in the vicinity under its own clearance. What happened next is now well documented. The two aircraft collided on short final. All 64 souls on the regional jet and all three crew members aboard the helicopter were lost. 67 people. It was the worst U.S. aviation disaster since American Airlines Flight 587 crashed in Queens back in November of 2001. Now, here's where this gets technically interesting for every pilot listening. The CRJ-700 was equipped with something called a Traffic Collision Avoidance System, or THAS. That's standard equipment on airliners. THAS works by interrogating the transponders of nearby aircraft and building a picture of who's around you and where they're headed. When it detects a conflict, it issues resolution advisories, climb, descend. It's saved countless lives since it became mandatory. But here's the critical limitation. TCAS relies on transponder replies. It's an active interrogation system. And in the seconds before this collision, the system did issue a resolution advisory. The National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, found that TCAS generated an alert. But by that point, the geometry of the encounter left almost no time to react. We're talking about a handful of seconds at most. Now enter Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, ADS-B, specifically ADS-B in. Most pilots know about ADS-B out. Since January 1, 2020, the FAA has required ADS-B out equipment for operations in most controlled airspace. Your aircraft broadcasts its GPS-derived position, altitude, velocity, and identification. Air traffic control sees you. Other aircraft equipped with ADS-B in can see you. It's the backbone of the FAA's next-gen air traffic system. ADS-B in is the receiving side. It picks up those broadcasts from other aircraft and displays them to the pilot. And here is where the $400 question comes in. Portable ADS-B in receivers have been on the market for years now. Devices from companies like Garmin, 4Flight compatible receivers, and others. You plug them in, pair them with a tablet, and suddenly you've got a traffic display showing you everything broadcasting ADS-B out in your vicinity. No installation required, no supplemental type certificate. You can literally carry it in your flight bag. Analysis of the radar and ADS-B data from that night suggests that an ADS-B in display could have shown the flight crew of Flight 5342, the Black Hawk's position as much as 59 seconds before the collision. 59 seconds. In the approach environment, that's an eternity compared to what they actually had. Now, I need to pump the brakes here for a second, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. First, let's be precise about what we mean. The Black Hawk was transmitting ADS-B out. Its position was being broadcast. The information was there, floating through the ether. But the CRJ's cockpit systems were not configured to receive and display ADS-B in traffic in a way that would have given the crew that early picture. The TCAS was doing its job within its design parameters, interrogating transponders. But ADS-B in would have painted that helicopter on a moving map display well before the TCAS algorithms identified it as a threat. Second, 59 seconds of awareness does not automatically equal 59 seconds of evasive action. A crew on approach in the terminal environment has a massive workload. They're managing speed, configuration, glide slope, communications, checklists. Having a traffic target on a display and recognizing it as a collision threat are two very different cognitive tasks. Pilots know this. You've all seen traffic on your displays and made the judgment not a factor. The question is whether the presentation of that traffic, its proximity, its trajectory, would have triggered an earlier recognition that this one was a factor. Third, and this is important, we're talking about a Part 121 airline operation, not a weekend VFR flight. Part 121 cockpits have certified integrated avionics suites. You can't just Velcro a Stratus receiver to the glare shield and call it a safety upgrade. There are certification standards, human factors considerations, alert prioritization hierarchies. Adding another traffic data source to an already complex cockpit environment is not a simple engineering problem. But here's what I think matters most about this conversation. And this affects you if you're flying anything anywhere. The technology gap is real. ADS-B out has been mandatory for years. Nearly everything flying in controlled airspace is broadcasting its position with high accuracy and high update rates. But ADS-B in, the ability to receive and display that information, is not required on any aircraft, not on airliners, not on general aviation aircraft, not on military helicopters. We have built one half of a system, the broadcasting half. The receiving half remains optional. For general aviation pilots, portable ADS-B in has been one of the most significant safety enhancements of the last decade. If you're flying with a 4Flight or Garmin pilot setup and an ADS-B in receiver, you already have traffic awareness that pilots 20 years ago couldn't have imagined. And yes, it costs about $400 for a basic receiver, maybe a bit more for the premium units. For the airline world, the question is more complex, but no less urgent. The NTSB investigation into this accident is ongoing, and one of the areas they're examining is exactly this. What traffic information was available to the crew? What was displayed, and what could have been displayed with different equipment? The early analysis pointing to that 59-second window is significant because it reframes the conversation. This wasn't a situation where the technology didn't exist. The information was literally in the air. The aircraft broadcasting its position. The question is why that information wasn't reaching the people who needed it most. The pilots in the cockpit of the aircraft on a collision course. And that's a systems question, not a technology question. The FAA's next-gen program envisioned ADS-B as a complete ecosystem, out and in, broadcast and receive, but the mandate only covered one side. The economic and regulatory calculus of requiring ADS-B in across the fleet is genuinely complicated. Retrofit costs for airline certification timelines, integration with existing TCAS systems, display standards, alert logic. It's not as simple as buying a $400 box, but 67 people are gone. And we now have data suggesting that information already being broadcast could have provided nearly a full minute of additional warning. There's a broader lesson here for every pilot. Situational awareness tools only work if you have them and if you use them. If you're flying GA and you don't have ADS-B in capability in your cockpit yet, whether that's a portable receiver or a panel-mounted solution, it is the single best investment you can make in traffic awareness right now. Period. $400, maybe $500, that buys you a picture of every ADS-B out-equipped aircraft around you updated in near real time. It won't replace see and avoid. It won't replace talking to ATC. But it adds a layer that did not exist a decade ago. And in an environment like the one around Reagan National that evening, layers matter. For the airline and military side, the investigation will likely generate recommendations about ADS-B and equipage and traffic display integration. Whether those become mandates or advisories remains to be seen. The FAA reauthorization discussions have already touched on next-gen completion, and this accident has given that conversation new urgency. I also want to note something about the military side of this. The Black Hawk was operating in the Reagan National area under specific procedures. The coordination between military rotary wing operations and civil air traffic around the DC area has always been uniquely complex. The question of what traffic information the helicopter crew had about inbound airline traffic is just as important as what the airline crew had about the helicopter. ADS-B in works both ways, and this is worth remembering. ADS-B doesn't care who you are, military, civilian, airline, GA. If you're broadcasting out, anyone within can see you. It's a universal language. The infrastructure is built. The satellites are up. The ground stations are operational. The aircraft are transmitting. We just haven't closed the loop by making sure everyone can listen. So, is it true that a $400 GPS device could have stopped this collision? The honest answer is, we don't know for certain. What we know is that the data was available. The technology to receive it exists and is affordable, and the time margin it could have provided was substantial. Whether that margin would have resulted in evasive action in that specific moment, with that specific crew workload, in that specific environment, is something the NTSB is still working to determine. But the question itself has already changed the conversation about ADS-B in. And for those of us who fly, it should change how we think about the tools we carry in the cockpit. Reporting today draws on coverage from Simple Flying and ongoing NTSB investigation materials. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly with your eyes outside, your displays current, and every layer of awareness you can get. See you next time on ADIS.